Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I don't think you're going to take this the right way.
Okay.
But because you get weird about admitting your feminine side.
I don't have one.
You see what I'm saying?
I wasn't being weird. I was just saying
you don't want to admit you have one.
I don't.
Dude.
What part of,
I can say.
Feminine.
You own, and you're going to say, it's for the ladies. You own Kate and Leopold on DVD. Nope. If you only wanted it for the ladies, then you would have never watched it by yourself. And you've watched it by yourself, so you have a feminine side, and it's okay.
I wanted to familiarize myself before we watched it together.
So you're not ready. You're not ready to admit you have it.
And I have many rom-coms, not just that one.
Okay, so then this is why I want to explore your feminine side.
That's my only feminine side.
Because there's a thing as a man who is committed to not ever being committed.
Yes.
That you're going to miss out on that I think you'd love.
What?
Planning a wedding.
Okay, no.
Dude, I
hear horror stories.
There are horror stories, but I think you would like it. I just think you would like getting down in the weeds and like, because you get to go, like, you pick caterers and you, like, go, I'm, like, Biscuits and Berries did my first wedding.
Okay.
And you go out to their thing and they, like, make all the, like, I think you would dig that. You would dig finding out that, like, vegetables that you dip in ranch is called crudité and not a veggie tray kind of thing. It's like, I want bacon around stuff. Like, oh, you mean rumaki? And you're like, I learned a new word. Like, I think you would love planning a wedding.
I would. You just nailed. I think I would love to learn about the process of learning about it. But I hear horror stories all the time. And isn't it she plans the whole thing and kind of lets the guy know what's going on?
I feel like that's very stereotypical, but kind of.
Okay.
I mean, they throw us a bone.
And that's always the DJ.
We get
band.
DJ versus band. Sometimes we get the accent color.
Oh, I didn't know we have accent color.
Well, so like,
oh, the cummerbunds.
Yes. But a lot of times that accent color is like, she's, my bridesmaids are in cornflower. And you're like, I guess we're in cornflower then. Like, you don't get a lot of choice.
So you didn't get, which color would you end up with?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Because like, remember that wedding that we gave away?
Yeah, it was the Brady Bunch kitchen. Burnt orange and green.
And green.
Green.
And I was like, when I heard they were doing orange and green, I'm like, that's so ugly.
I was with you on that. And then
it was awesome.
It really was attractive.
It was a really cool color.
They did it good.
So do you see what you're doing? You would get into
it.
You would get into it. But here's where I think you're going to jump off.
Okay.
It takes about 528 hours to plan a wedding.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because look, I'll go through some of the things. It says the hardest part is first finding the venue. First off, what city? Are you getting married in her hometown, your hometown? Like, and if you're both from the same town, then you're getting married on the north side, this side, you're getting married like, and then you're like, I want to get married in the spring. And like, I want to go to the Chateau of Fox Meadows in the spring. They're booked till 2023. All right, well then we're going to have to move over to.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
No, dude, it takes forever to try to get that thing done.
That's the number one argument.
That
thing
is the number one thing where it's.
Is where.
Yes, trying to figure out where.
Did you guys have that problem too?
So, you know, I got married in my living room, right? And then on the first big wedding, the radio station pretty much planned it.
It was like, I love what you call a NASCAR wedding.
It was a NASCAR wedding.
You're all wearing sponsorships.
My tux should have had like all the like, rah, 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 rah. It was awesome. Deciding who's in your wedding party. Okay. I feel like.
Oh, wait.
I feel like I'd get to be in it somewhere. Do I at least get to be the book guy, the guest book guy, or?
Oh, because you have to sign the special job. There's special duties.
You got to have at least, even if you're keeping it simple, you got to have a best man and a maid of honor.
Can I ask you, is there a hierarchy in where people sit, like closer to the altar in the church? Oh, so
immediate
order.
Like moms, dads, grandparents in that first two rows.
Duh.
They have to be up front.
Okay.
From there, it's kind of sort of.
It's like whatever.
Yeah, just your ancillary cousins and weirdos, just all kind of.
Wow. So if we do have 500 people, it's not 250 each side. It could be 400 on this side, 100.
At some point, it would get weird for you because you don't have a lot of family left.
I got nobody.
So If you married somebody popular, your side would be barren and her side would be...
Couldn't I have her slop over
you,
into my
side? You would almost have to do that. You would almost have to tell your ushers, look, there's no bride side, groom side. Because right. It would be...
I'd have three people on
yes,
my side.
Yes, it'd be weird. I've been to a wedding like that where they stuck with the yes. And you're just like, it's crickets and then everybody's on that side. So then... Yeah, it's not.
That's
you got to if you got to know your
yes.
You got to know your role because there's a point where, where would you do it? Would you do it in the Dakotas or would you do it here?
I wouldn't mind. I would go wherever whoever has the most family. Since I don't have any family, I would just acquiesce to wherever she wants.
I feel like you might even do the opposite and go where no one is,
like a neutral site.
Or yeah, so like if I were to get married again, I would do a destination wedding like in the Maldives or in Dubai where it's like. Anybody who's like, I'm totally going. No, you're not. Make it out of their reach.
Oh,
like
I see
nobody
where you're
going. Nobody wants to come.
I like that idea.
I feel like a lot of destination weddings are to like you spin off those cousins you don't
want.
You
read out all the young.
You read out the ones who can't afford $4,000 and a week off.
That's not bad.
That's. I feel like you being the guy and then you can kick a bunch of people to the curb.
I always said that I would take her. I would marry her at the end of the earth because I would do anything for the end. I would go to the end of the earth for, and we get married at the end of the earth.
Is that a line from Kate and Leopold?
No. It was like this other rom-com, but it was.
Oh my God.
What? Slacker and Steve.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.